Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. You know, I don't know how many times or how many ways I wish I had Razor's vocabulary for how many ways I want to say Jim Neal's a genius. The guy is incredibly intelligent. The one thing I have to say is the gratitude that I have for us to have a smart, amazing GM. You know, I say this every year when it comes to the trade deadline. He never surprises me as far as knowing what the Stars need to make the playoff run better. Chris Tanev, excellent choice. Matt Dumba was on my radar as another possible right-handed defenseman that could have helped us a lot in the playoffs. But he's also a guy that gets in the box a lot and tends to, you know, get into trouble. And that's not something we want in the playoff run down the road. You know, I hate that we've lost to Colorado all three times we've played them so far. But the other night's game was because we're still hurt on the back end. It was a really bad game. But you know what? Every once in a while, that's what happens. We all have bad games in this league. And I think the thing I have to learn the most about being a fan of a hockey team that you love is I have to be like the players. For us to be true fans of the sport, you gotta let it kind of roll off your back. The passion of the sport is amazing, but we gotta look at it at the bigger picture. We're tied for first place going into the game against Winnipeg tonight. Me and my roommate will be at the game. What I'm hoping to do tonight is maybe get a few comments from some of the other fans about what they think the season looks like. I still can't get enough of Logan Stankoven. The kid is amazing. 3 points in his first three games. A point a game. Gets two assists and a goal. It's pretty remarkable how quickly he's gotten in here and pretty much just done the same that he'd done in every league. He's ready to stay, so I don't think he's going anywhere. He's going to kind of be like what Wyatt Johnston was a couple years ago. He comes up in the first of the season and never goes down. I think he's going to help us in the playoff run. I think he's going to help us get a Stanley Cup, and he's never going to leave. I was looking at how we gave up some draft picks and stuff when we traded for Chris Tanev, and it actually helped our salary cap stay open at the end of the day. So I think when this is over, we'll be able to sign like another guy like Matt Duchene to a longer deal possibly. But right now, we're still within reach of the division. We're not fighting for a wild card spot. It's so nice to see how incredibly competitive we are. And every once in a while, you just have a flop of a game. And this really was the only one, except for Ottawa, which is another anomaly. So we had probably two or three games this year that just were kind of flops. But every time Jake Oettinger has a bad game in net, the next game he's brilliant. And I do know that we need him to be in net tonight. Please don't tell me it's going to be Wedgie. Not that I don't like Scott Wedgwood as a goaltender, but tonight is a division foe. We need our number one goaltender in net. Anyway, great trade just happened. We still have like 6 or so days left. I don't know if he'll pick up somebody else, but it looks like once everybody gets healthy, Hawk and Pod came back. he wasn't 100% ready for the game against Colorado. I believe he'll have a much better game tonight. So, home ice. Awesome game ahead of us. Great trade. A two-way defenseman, right-handed shot, exactly what we needed. Thank you, Jim.